Mandy,
Hello, Katie.
how are
What's going
you?
on?
Oh, Lord. All the things. That's what's going on. All the things. And then some.
You see my hair? This is the first time I've looked at myself since I got out of the shower.
Yeah, same. Like, I'm like, what is
And
all this craziness?
it was raining when I got out of the shower. It's not raining now, but my hair thinks it's still raining.
Sure does.
Goodness.
Yep.
Yeah. But
Curly
anyway,
hair. That's one of the things I'm not
any.
used to about curly hair is the frizz.
And I left my favorite product to tame the frizz in Tallahassee. And I had
Ooh.
just gotten a brand new jar of it
Oh.
too. And I'm mad. So
That
I hadn't
sucks.
reordered it. I know I hadn't reordered it yet. Okay, so my first question
Yeah.
I have. So I'm taking a page out of your book because I actually watched Game Day last weekend since it was in Nashville. I didn't watch the whole thing.
Okay.
But the part I watched, I have a question. Is this an all the time thing or was this a one time thing?
Nope.
Why did they all have those gigantic pointers?
So I don't know originally why that happened, but it does happen every week. I think Pat McAfee started with one and then they got jealous and they all got one. Because, as you can imagine, the first time they had them, they telescoped them in and out quite often.
Oh, God.
And the jokes, they
God.
were aplenty. But now they're just part of it. So I don't know why they have the
It just
pointers
looks so
ultimately.
silly.
It does look
I mean, the
silly.
pointers are 5 feet long.
Yes,
What are we
they're.
doing?
Yeah. I mean,
And
Kirk is
pointing's
the only
rude
one that uses
anyway.
his for any kind of real reason, which is to herd his dog. Like, if Pete comes up on stage, he'll tap him on the shoulder and say, "Go the other way," or whatever. But other than that, they serve no real purpose except a big old, penis joke.
I mean, so many pointers. It was just weird. It was very
Yeah.
weird.
I think
Okay.
it's
Well,
the
thank you
same
for
reason
clearing
that
that
Pat
up.
McAfee wears a big belt buckle.
Well, I went back to my regularly scheduled sports after, well, before that. And so the World Series started on Friday. It started in Toronto. They had two games up there. Toronto won the first game. Everybody was shocked. LA's ace did not ace. And so Toronto beat them. It wasn't even like a nail biter or anything. And then the second game, Yamamoto'd. Everybody wants to talk about Shohei. And yes, Shohei is a unicorn, but Yamamoto is sort of. Like, not everybody knows who Yamamoto is, y'all, but Yamamoto, he can Yamamoto, and he done Yamamoto'd twice in the playoffs, and he has thrown two complete games in the postseason, including the game on Saturday night. Complete game. So they headed back to LA and they were tied up one game each. And they played, what's today? Who am I? Today
Today's
is
Wednesday.
Wednesday.
I don't know what today is either. It took me a second in my brain to
So they
think.
played Friday, Saturday. They didn't play Sunday. They played Monday night. Yes. Okay. So Monday night was the first game in LA. Series was tied. That game. So I was in Noonan. I had to go to Noonan. I had a hearing in Noonan yesterday. So it was the night before my hearing, which is always. You don't sleep because you're thinking about everything anyway. And so
Right.
I had finally laid down at like 12:30 and I was trying to go to sleep. And I thought, well, I wonder what the score was in the baseball game. Oh, they were in overtime. They were in extra innings. I think at that point it was like maybe the 11th inning when I first looked. The game went 18 innings, y'all.
Is that the longest game?
And I finally. Yeah, tied for
Okay.
the longest game in World Series history. I did finally fall asleep before it was over, and so when I woke up the next morning, I was like, "Oh, let me see what the game, what happened with the game." And I saw that LA had won it, and I thought it was Freddie. It was Freddie,
It was.
and it was our boy Freddie hit another walk-off home run, and he will go into the Hall of Fame as a Dodger. And I hate it
Yeah,
here.
I know.
Hate it
And
here.
his daddy was so cute in the stands, getting real excited about that.
Yeah. So, but then, and you know, I mean, that game, it lasted 6 hours. And so they had to turn around and play again last night. And Shohei was pitching last night. And his post game interview on Monday night was hysterical, or I guess Tuesday morning, was hysterical because, you know, what do you, they, I can't remember what they asked him. Like, what are you going to try to do to get ready for tomorrow? Like, what's your best plan? And he goes, "Go home and go to sleep immediately. Goodbye."
Yeah. I
So,
mean, can you blame him?
no, not at all. And he pitched okay. He did not Yamamoto, but he pitched okay. But the Blue Jays won. So the World Series, as of Wednesday, is tied 2-2. Which means they will go back to Toronto. So they'll play one more game in LA, and then go back to Toronto. So, go Blue Jays. Go Blue Jays. So that's that. And I did. I'm exhausted. I'm exhausted. Because I was awake until after, like, I don't know, after 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time,
Ooh.
on Monday. And then had to go think on my feet for several hours yesterday. But I went to Noonan, got to Noonan Sunday afternoon. And for those of you who are familiar, I have often stayed with my friend Jane when I go to Noonan. But Jane has two cats, so I can't stay with Jane anymore. And so I thought it would be a good chance for me to stay with Leah,
Yep.
whose husband Mike is the one that passed away in February. And you know, Leah is from Moultrie. She taught me how to swim. She was my favorite babysitter growing up. Like, we've known each other forever. I lived in that house the summer after I graduated from college. So it's not like that's also a second home for me. And so I texted her a couple weeks ago and I said, "How about, you know, are you gonna be around? Can I stay with you?" And she was like, "Yeah, mother will be here too." And I said, "Oh, good." Because, you know, her mother's one of my very favorite people on the face of the earth. And so, but Leah had a concert. She was singing at a concert. And so I said, "Well, I'll just go by the grocery store and pick up something to cook, and I'll cook y'all supper for when you get home." And y'all also know I hate shopping at Publix. And so in Noonan, back in the day, the main drag was Bullsboro Avenue, and there's a Kroger and a Publix on Bullsboro. And those are the easiest grocery stores to get to if you live in downtown Noonan. Well, the Publix is still fine. It's a perfectly fine grocery store. The Kroger has become one of those Krogers, sort of like the Kroger on Bakersfield, if you're familiar with Macon. But it doesn't matter because we know how much I hate Publix, and I hate Publix because of a case that Mike and I had. So the idea of me going to Publix instead of Kroger, you like that couldn't happen. I could not go into Leah's house to cook her supper with groceries from Publix. So I go to the to the to I mean from Publix. So I went to the Kroger. Y'all, your moral outrage against Publix has to be really, really strong to shop at the Bullsboro Kroger. Woo! I was just gonna make like a sausage tortellini soup. And I was in the dried pasta aisle. And I thought, well, I'll just get some of that tortellini instead of like the fresh tortellini since I'm here. I'll just say, well, they didn't have any in the dried pasta. Okay, fine. I'll get the refrigerated tortellini. They didn't have any tortellini in the refrigerated
I was
aisle
about to
either.
say,
There's
So
no tortellini.
if it's anything like the Beaconsfield Kroger, there was no tortellini. There was probably
Luckily, I asked
no
somebody
cheese
and
other than government cheese.
they had frozen tortellini.
Oh, okay.
So I
Oh,
did get some
shocker.
tortellini, right? But I was just laughing so hard. So then
Yep.
you get up to check out, and there are approximately 3,000,011 people in the self-checkout line. And I hate a self-checkout line anyway.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'll just go. So they had two regular lines open. And so I got in line. There was a little lady beside me wearing her mask. I was like, fist pump. But she got in line in the line next to me, and then she turned around and walked off and went to go look at something. And these two men came up and went to get in that line. Well, she saw them, and she starts pushing her cart closer. And I thought, we're about to have a fight. And about that time, the aisle in between where I was and the ones where they were opened up. And so I said, "Sir, they've just opened this line. If you would like to go in front of me, you're more than welcome," because all they had were two packages of peanut M&Ms. I don't know where they got the peanut M&Ms from, such that they then had to approach the checkout lines. Because usually you get those in the checkout
Yeah.
line, but no, they had to walk up to the line. So anyway, at that point, I realized that one of the men is blind
Oh God.
and the other one is blind drunk.
Oh God. This is
So,
exactly like the Beaconsfield Kroger.
I like, and the, so then the woman in front of me says, "Oh, yeah, if all you've got is two packages of peanut M&Ms, come." And so the woman in front of me, like, we're joking and like, "Yeah, you know, it's good, folks, if they got peanut M&Ms." Well, yeah. And they could, the two men, the blind man could have gotten it, but he can't see. And the drunk man couldn't comprehend what he, I mean, he looks at me and he goes, do you do cash back? I said, well, I don't, but she might, the lady that checks you out at the grocery store.
So did I tell you the story when I first moved back to Macon and I was living in Shirley Hills and my lovely landlord that I adore was just like, you don't, I mean, just go to that Kroger. It's fine. Even Gogi was like, I go to that Kroger. So I went to the Kroger and I went in and I passed the homeless guy
I
charging
love
my
that
cell
Kroger.
phone. They don't, and I went to look for my coffee that I like, which was not anything crazy. It was like Dunkin' hazelnut or vanilla or something. And all they had was Folgers. I mean, like shelves and shelves of Folgers coffee. And then I was in the frozen food section and I heard, we've got a code 19 in section 23, code 19 in section 23, like an emergency sounding kind of voice. And I thought, what is a code 19? And where is section 23?
Right.
And I never went back. I drove past like
Just
four
shout there.
grocery stores to get to one that was safe.
I used to
I used to
I
shop there
shopped there
all
a
the
lot in law
time.
school.
Yes, no, it was great. My friend, my dad, I swear this is his name. My dad's friend from when he was a little boy was the manager there at that Kroger for years and years. His name was Ben Butt. I swear that's his name. And Ben is a amazing human, and he had that store run so well. A friend of mine used to do all the produce banners. Like that was her high school job. And, you know, it was a nice Kroger. It didn't matter where it was, but now the management is just not keeping
They used to have the best
it safe.
flowers,
Oh,
like the
no.
outdoor flower
There
plants
are
and stuff.
no more of that. We don't have any more of that.
Summer.
It's
Well, that's
really.
what happened to the Bowlesboro.
Yep.
That's what happened to the Bowlesboro Kroger either.
Yep.
Well, then I started thinking, once they, it took them 20 minutes to get their peanut M&Ms and their
Of course
cash
it
back.
did.
And I started thinking, which one of them is driving? Because I would
Oh.
almost rather the blind man drive than the drunk man,
Right.
if we're being honest.
Oh,
So
God.
I walked out and saw them getting in a van, and they were getting in a van with, like, I don't know, five or 10 other people. So,
Okay.
so
Surely to
hopefully
goodness.
neither of them were driving. I think they were on a mission to just buy a little something to get some cash is what
Oh, okay.
I finally decided. But yeah, it was quite the adventure. Anyway, I
Mm.
survived and then I went home and cooked sausage tortellini soup for Miss Barbara and Leah, and
Oh, good.
we got to catch up. And then I spent the night. I had actually never spent the night in the garage suite, and I did. Mike and Leah built the garage while I was in Noonan, I think. So anyway, and then but they actually left Monday morning. Leah took Miss Barbara back to Moultrie, and then Leah went to Fernandina for Georgia Florida week. But so then I was there by myself, so that was fine too. But yeah, so you know, when I go back and I was handling a case of Mike's that I took over when he
Oh,
died,
good.
so go back to my old office, and it was opposing counsel was a lawyer that Mike and I had a case. We had several cases against, but one of which lasted 7 years. You know, so it was old hat dealing with Pat. I've done that plenty. So, you know, who says you can't go home again? You can, but I'm exhausted. So the hearing ended, I don't know, probably at like 1:30 maybe. And then I had to like debrief with my clients and then go back to the garage and pack up and then wash my dishes in the sink at the Real House and then take the trash out and you know, blah, blah, blah,
Yeah.
blah, blah. So by the time I left, it was like 3 and I had to go. Betsy had called me. Well, I had texted her and told her I was ready for a foster when I got back from Noonan. And she was like, wait, you're going to be in Noonan driving home? Could you make it? Quick stop by. I was like, stop by where? Fort Gaines, Georgia.
Yeah. How did that go?
Which I know exists because my beloved friend Liza Neves Clifton is from Fort Gaines. It's home to the Walter F. George Lake, which anybody who's familiar with the law school at Mercer University knows it is the Walter F. George School of Law.
How about we have the museum? This is his birthplace.
Well, there's a lake named for him in Fort Gaines.
Love it.
So anyway, these people live in a camper permanently.
Okay.
And they live in Indiana in the summers, and then they come south, and they've lived in different various places in the south in the wintertime, but the past couple of years they are at Fort Gaines and they are at a campground. And when I tell y'all, it wasn't even in Fort Gaines. It was 20 minutes from Fort Gaines. It was in the backest of backwoods. I
Okay.
was glad that they picked a mom girl to go do this
Yeah.
home visit instead of some bad person because they would have been freaked out. But anyway, they're the camp host. I didn't ask what their duties entail as camp host. But yeah, I mean, they live in that camper, which would all be well and good. I don't want to dump my waste. I don't
Yeah.
know how that works. I don't think I would really be on board with that part of it.
So if
And
you have a hookup,
what do
you
you do
don't
when
have
a
to deal with
tornado?
it. Well, in a tornado, you like run and find somewhere else to be.
If you're in a campground 20 miles outside of Fort Gaines,
Yeah, the
there ain't nowhere
bathhouse.
else to be,
The
Katie.
bathhouse. I mean, I guess that's where I'd go is the
That's
bathhouse.
worse than me having to go into my,
I know.
that's worse than me having to get into my stairwell.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, so then I did that and then I drove home from Fort Gaines, which was approximately 3 hours.
Ooh.
So I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
Is what I'm here to tell you, but
Yeah.
it's fine. It's fine. The hearing's done. Then Betsy did call me today after we had talked about the home visit yesterday. She calls me this morning. She goes, "Hey, what you doing?" I said, "Where do I have to go to pick up a dog?" She said, "What if I had it delivered to your door?" But yeah, so I think, and then I'm laughing, like she's asking me, like, well, just go meet this dog and see if you think she'll be all right. Betsy, first of all, how do we know? And second of all, when have I ever had that opportunity? Like, what?
Yeah.
We do know at this point, if a dog is person aggressive, they cannot live at my house.
Yeah.
But short of that, there's really not a whole lot of things that,
Yeah.
are going to be a no-go for me. So anyway, she's a little girl. Her name's Allegra, which is
Is
also the name of the antihistamine I take every
so
morning.
appropriate. It is so appropriate that you're getting Allegra.
Right? She came into the rescue a while back and got adopted, but the people who adopted her had an old dog who they thought would eventually get used to. It was like hell to the gnaw. And so they had to bring her back. And so she went back to her original foster home, but they are like, we can't keep her long. We'll take her back until you can find her another foster home, but we can't keep her again.
Yeah.
So they live in Atlanta, but they have a beach house, and they're actually down here at their beach house. So I'm gonna drive over on Friday and quote unquote meet Miss Allegra, which means Allegra will be coming home with
She'll
me
be
on
coming home with
Friday.
you. Good for you.
So that'll be fun. She's not even a
Good.
year old.
Oh, she'll
Yeah,
be
so
fun. I can't wait to meet
I know,
her.
she'll be sweet. So
Yeah.
I think that's everything going on in my world. What's happening in your world, Katie?
Oh, Mandy. It's been quite a week. So, as y'all know, last week I mentioned I had jury duty. Was supposed to have jury duty this week. But one of the sweet people in my little village of people lost both of his parents in a car accident on Wednesday night of last week. His father was killed instantly, and his mother died shortly thereafter at the scene. And it just threw us all for a loop, as one might expect. And so that happened at the end of the week. And then that was Wednesday night. And then Sunday, my parents came for a visit, which was fun. And of course they commanded that there be lunch served for them. But the best news was that they brought a friend of Gogi's with them. And that was
No
such a
fun.
special visit. Yep. So there are not many members of the Bridge Club left. There are only two of them that are left Earthside. Everybody else is with Jesus. And Miss Laurie Kay is 96 years old and just is as spry as a 70-year-old. but I love seeing
That's great.
Laurie. Yeah. So if you have one of the Table Talk cookbooks, I know we've talked a lot about that in the last couple of weeks. She's in there. She's one of the ladies. And she was so excited. She did forget to turn her hearing aids. Or to plug them in to charge them. So she couldn't hear anything really. But she did find her in the service. She went around and spoke to every single person present at my church and introduced herself. And it was the cutest
That's
thing that
awesome.
I have ever seen. And she had a ball. And then they came back and met Honey. And you'll appreciate this. So Laurie was what my grandmother called a good FAMU at Mercer. That's where they met. They were FAMUs together at Mercer. And so she loved seeing the composite picture I have of Gogi's pledge class. And she kept saying, "I think that one's name is Anne, but I don't remember." So it was very sweet. She saw Gogi's portrait and started crying. She said, "Oh, I miss Gloria so much." It was really sweet. But she brought me a gift. She brought me a framed picture, photograph from when we had some FAMU alumni something or other in Macon one time. And so it was me standing with all of the FAMU bridge ladies. So about half of them were 80 pies and
Oh,
the other half were
that's
FAMU. So I've got a great little picture of all of us standing together at a with our name tags on, at a FAMU alumni event at Mercer. So that was very
very
sweet.
fun.
And her daughter, Mary Virginia, makes some of the best cakes ever. They're beautiful. I mean, I've seen her sculpt like historic making houses out of cake before. I mean, like she can make anything, but she sent petit fours as our dessert, as one does.
That's
And they had
nice.
pumpkins on them. And as my daddy said, they even have squiggles. It's like, don't say that word ever again, Roy. Don't say squiggle. Don't. But that was great. So my friend that cleans my house also cooks for the church. He made us fried chicken. So I chose not to cook, especially after the week that I had had. So it was a lovely visit. It was really sweet to see her remember all my furniture and all the pictures of everybody that she knew and hear the stories. And it was just real, real sweet. So that was nice.
Good.
And
That's
then
awesome.
yesterday, we had the funeral. It was my first double funeral. But we had the funeral for Chris's parents, and he is in the theater world in Macon and the music world. And Mandy, you would have loved the music that was played. Amy Schwartz Moretti, who is the director of the Mercer Center for Strings, played her violin, and it was, I mean, I made it through the whole service until she played, and then I lost it. But I read On Marriage by Khalil Gibran out of The Prophets, one of my favorite books, and a really beautiful poem. And because they were married for 60 years, so it was just a sweet day. It was a hard day, but it was a sweet day. So I'm exhausted too.
Mercy.
And so I've been trying to play catch up today and still have a few things to get done, but yeah, it's been a week. And then, a bright spot, I guess you can call it that, was that Auburn finally won its first SEC game. My aunt
Listen, the Caldwell
texted
House had a
me.
great day of football.
I know you did. I was so excited. I hope Vanderbilt wins out. I'm pulling for him. I am an Anchor Down girl, as you know.
And Mercer won 62-0.
Look at that. Look at that. But my aunt texted me. She said, Auburn finally won a SEC game. And I was like, it was Arkansas, but okay, great.
Listen,
And then I'm
we'll
surprised. I
take it.
wanted, yeah, really. I wanted your take, Miss Baseball Lover. I sent you this too. I wanted your take on the Tennessee baseball coach situation. We don't
Oh
like
yeah,
Tennessee baseball at all, but we don't even
I
like
meant
the
to talk
coach.
about
So,
that last week.
yeah, tell me about it. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I meant to talk about it last week, and then like as soon as we finished recordings, when they announced he was going, so yeah, so Tony
Yeah.
Vitale, who we do not like
No, he's a
at all, even a little
womanizing.
bit.
He's too pretty. He's one of those
I
guys
don't even know that he's a womanizer.
this
I don't
too
even know that he is
pretty.
that. I've never read that.
Maybe not, but that part, but he's just too pretty and he knows he's pretty. He's one of those guys.
Well, yes, he is. The reason I don't like him is having witnessed the way his teams behave and having witnessed the way he behaves, he's not a good leader of men. He is obviously a very good coach. He has recruited and turned that Tennessee baseball program around to where, back in the Dansby days, they were an easy win, and 2 years ago they won the national championship. So, he's turned that program around for sure. But they behave abhorrently. I mean, just they're just bad. But the story I typically tell about Tony Vitale is that he once was ejected and then suspended because he was arguing with an umpire, and in so arguing, he chest bumped the umpire. And listen, you can argue, you can yell, you can scream, you can cuss. You do not touch an umpire. That's
Don't do
like a
it.
bright red line. And he chest bumped the guy. So he got suspended. And instead of taking accountability for his actions, as a good leader of men should do, He put on a sandwich board that said free chest bumps and stood outside of
I
the
forgot
stadium
this.
during the game he was suspended from.
I had forgotten this.
That's the kind of leader. That's the kind of leader he is.
I think it goes back
So
to
he's
the I'm too
also
pretty to be
like,
punished theory.
So he's a guy who, I mean, I can see how he appeals to 20-year-old boys whose frontal cortex is not fully formed.
Right.
Like, I can see how those guys love him. He's really sort of like a bro, with that kind of stuff. He never played a single game in professional baseball, not at the single A, low level A level. Not at all. He played college baseball at Missouri, but that's the last time he played. So all of a sudden he's going in and being a manager of a Major League Baseball team where there are 40-year-old men making a gabillion dollars. Like Rafael Devers, who so the Giants, if you've ever been a Braves fan, you'll probably remember a time in the early aughts, mid aughts, I can't remember, in the aughts when the Giants went on a run and were really good for about, like, they won like two or three World Series in like a 4 or 5 year period. Like, they were really good. Their catcher at the time was a guy named Buster Posey, who's originally from Georgia, went to FSU.
Yes. Love Buster.
Buster has become the manager of baseball operations for San Francisco last year. So he's coming in and changing some things up. And one of the things he did this season is he traded and got Rafael Devers, who played for Boston, who was like, the linchpin of Boston's team. At the beginning of the season, Boston started just dicking around with Rafael Devers as far as, you're just going to be a designated hitter. You're not going to play the field anymore. Rafi Devers did not like that. Did I say first baseman? I meant third baseman. And then, because what they did, what Boston did in the offseason is they signed Alex Bregman, who's like a gold glove third baseman. And so they were trying to like move Rafael Devers around the field. And Rafael Devers is like, screw y'all. No. And so they're like, okay, fine, you'll just DH. And he was like, okay, fine, I'll DH. Well, then they lost their first baseman and they said, okay, Rafi, you're not a DH anymore. You're a first baseman. And Rafael Devers is like, I have been in this league too long for y'all to be treating me like I'm some kid who just got drafted. And so it was just like bad blood. And so Buster Posey went out and got Rafael Devers. And that was like a huge, huge deal. And so it helped, but they still didn't make, they're in the National League West with the Dodgers, and the Padres are in their division. So, I mean, it's a tough, and the Arizona Diamondbacks. It's a tough division. But anyway, so now Buster Posey has hired Tony Vitala to be their manager, and I cannot wait to watch this experiment. I may be wrong. He may be the best manager to ever manage. I cannot wait to see how somebody like Rafael Devers, who was like F you and the horse you rode in on to the management of the team he has played with for, I don't know, 10 years, 15 years, and he, not 15 years, but 10 years, probably close to 10 years that Rafael Devers has been in the league. And if he was like F you, those, how is he going to react to chest bumping Tony Vitala coming in there? Maybe he'll love him. I don't know. I think it's going to be interesting.
It will be fun to watch. And what do you think
But
about, do you know the new guy at Tennessee? What do you think about him?
I
He
don't know, and I
quoted,
don't care.
okay, well, he quoted Pat Summerall. I thought, well, if you want to endear yourself to the Tennessee fans, then you quote Pat.
I think he played at
He
Tennessee.
did.
I didn't even know they had
He was
formally
an,
hired. I just had seen that guy's name mentioned.
he was a assistant coach.
Sorry, the nephew's texting me. I
No,
got
you're fine.
distracted. Yeah. So anyway, when his name was being bandied about, just like on the stupid Braves Facebook groups, about possibly coming to the Braves. Now listen,
Oh.
you want to talk about mutiny on the Bounty? That would not have done at all.
No.
Not at
Nope.
all. But I also said the Braves are too much of a professional organization. You know, like the Braves' reputation is sort of very buttoned up. Until Bobby Cox retired, they still had to wear suits every time they flew. You know, so they're just sort of very buttoned up, which I don't think always served them. You know, it took Jock coming in with his pearls to sort of liven up
Yeah.
that clubhouse in 21. So they need a little bit of that too.
Yeah.
But I didn't see Vitale getting hired by that organization.
Yeah.
But I also didn't see Buster Posey buying into that BS either. But
I mean, that was surprising to me. I'd forgotten that Buster was the baseball operations guy until you said that. And so that's why I was just sitting here thinking, was I'm surprised Buster's gonna tolerate it, but it'll be interesting to see how it goes. I'm with you. The experiment should be fun.
So, yes, Katie, thank you for giving me the opportunity to talk about my love for Tony Vitale.
I know, right? So fun. I couldn't wait because I knew you hated him so much, and I was like, well, this is going to be interesting.
Well, you know, as a Vanderbilt fan, bye,
Yeah.
Felicia.
Bye. Yeah.
I'm glad to see you gone.
Yeah. Oh,
Hope y'all
yeah.
will go back to your old ways of stinking at baseball.
Amen.
But
So tell us about your book.
okay, so I think I have already mentioned at least one book by this author, but I think I have now read at least three or four. I was just pulling up her website. So her name is Kate Quinn.
I love her books.
I
I have
read.
The Rose Code. I don't usually keep a lot of books that I read, but I kept The Rose Code.
So the first one I read was The Briar Club.
That's good.
And it's a more modern day, it's post World War II, set in DC, in a boarding house. And I think I talked about that when I read it, that I really
Yeah,
liked
because
it.
I read
So,
it because you told me to.
okay, so that was the first one I read. And then I went in, and I think the Rose Code maybe was the next one. And then I read The Huntress. And Or no, I hadn't read The Huntress yet. I read The Diamond Eye. The
I
Diamond
haven't read
Eye
that
is the
one.
next one. And then I'm almost finished now with The Alice Network. So anyway, just these Kate Quinn books. They're all very much like,
Have
they're
read that
all
one.
sort of, you know, Goodreads sort of books. They're not like literature. They're
Right, right, right.
Goodreads books.
Yeah.
But they are, and they once you've read one, and then you read the next one, you're like, oh, I recognize this formula.
Yep.
But that's fine.
Yes.
But I have enjoyed them. So the Diamond Eye was about a sniper from Russia in the beginnings of World War II,
Okay.
who Russia sent to America on like a publicity tour to try to get the Americans to come into the war, and she was like hanging out with Eleanor Roosevelt. And like my friend Elizabeth was reading an Eleanor Roosevelt biography, and she's like, I'm slogging through this biography. I said, well, listen, this is the perfect companion for you because it's
Yes.
light and it's also about Eleanor. It would be fun. And then the Alice Network sort of is one of those that I always tend to like that goes back and forth in time, different time periods.
Yeah.
And it goes from World War II to post World War II, like 15, 20 years post World War II. And it's telling the story of some women spies in France during the war and then also their life after the war.
Can't remember if I've read that one or not. I'll have to figure that out because those both
Yeah.
sound very good to me, but I don't want to reread some I've already read.
So anyway, any sort of Kate Quinn, you know, if you're just looking for something,
Yes.
you know, it's not literature, but it's entertaining, interesting, a good plot that'll kind of keep you interested. It's not just character development. It's there's some plot there that'll keep you paying attention. So
Good, good.
that's my recommendation.
Love it. Love it, love it.
Yeah, well, talk to us about your favorites, Katie.
So I've just started a new series. I went into Apple TV to watch this week's Slow Horses, which we know on here that we love. And there's a new show by those same people with Emma Thompson as the star. And I adore that woman.
I heard something about this show, and I thought, oh yeah, I need to watch this, but I can't remember what it was.
It's called Down Cemetery Road. I'm not going to give anything away. It starts off with the main plot line, so I don't want to, I want you to watch it. But trust me, if you like slow horses, you're going to love this. And Emma Thompson so far does not disappoint. She's her character is real edgy with like the spiky haircut, and she's real reverent, and I just love it so far. So definitely recommend that. I binge watched Nobody Wants This in a couple days because those are short episodes. I had forgotten they're only like 30-minute episodes. It is
My
very
brain is
good.
broken. What is Nobody Wants This?
Nobody Wants This is the one with Kristen Bell
Oh, yes.
with the
Okay.
rabbi and her
Yes.
sister and the,
Got
yep,
it.
it's so
On
good
Netflix.
on Netflix.
I can't watch it because I logged my mother into my Netflix account when I was in Nashville, and I can't deal with the confusion of what will happen. I
When you
mentioned on
shop.
my Instagram stories that my mother has decided to become obsessed with QR codes. Apparently, like the morning shows are now adding QR codes to segments
So you can purchase what they talk about.
because my mother has decided she wants to do all of her Christmas shopping that way. And as I told her, there's not a chance in hell I'm telling you how to use a QR code because then you will accidentally order everything in China. So,
Yeah, all of it.
yeah. So anyway, I have not watched that yet because I don't want to log my mother out of Netflix and then have to deal with the
Right.
aftermath, but I will watch it.
Yeah, it's really good. I think you will like it very much. If you like season one, you'll love season two. The other thing, and I have not been as diligent with rewatching, like I haven't done Hocus Pocus. I may do that this weekend, but I rewatched Practical Magic. And it made me so excited for the next one. They've already filmed it. I cannot wait. That is such a great little movie. And I'm newer to that movie. I don't remember it when it came out, but I just love it. It's a great little movie. So it just made my fall day because it's cold here. I don't know if it's cold there yet, but it's cold here. So
It
it
was
was
cold in Noonan.
kind of the perfect little rewatch. So I enjoyed that very much. The other thing, and I've already kind of talked about it, but old pictures, I just love. It gave us such joy to look at the ones I already have out. And, you know, some of them are things like I pass every day, but I don't really think about. So, you know, looking at those pictures, getting that new picture of Gogi and me and all of her Find Me friends, like it was just really sweet seeing all of that through the eyes of Miss K. So, if you don't, if you haven't been through your old pictures in a while, it would be fun to do. I really enjoyed that. And then the other
Everybody makes fun
thing,
of me because I
I love them.
love old pictures. Like when I go to Susie's house,
Yeah.
she has a bunch of old photo albums in her closet that she never looks at and she's never shared with anybody. So every
Yeah.
time I'm at her house by myself, I'm going
Yeah.
in that guest closet and pulling albums and taking pictures of the pictures.
Yeah, there we go. And mom did say when they were here that she had one of Ethel Montgomery, who was my great great aunt that never married, that she's got her scrapbook somehow, and I've got the rest of her paperwork. So I'm going to get that. So I can't wait to look through that and see what craziness that holds.
Good.
And then the other thing is, and I know you have this, Mandy, and I have this, but a close-knit village of people is one of my favorite things. You know, it is my friend Chris has a special needs brother that had had a recent accident and has some injuries from that. He lost both his parents. There's a lot to settle, there's a lot to worry about. But there is a group of people who love them unconditionally and have just surrounded them and already, come together to talk about safety and protection and love and care. And having that, especially, Chris is single, I'm single, you're single, H having that kind of, whether it's family or not, having that kind of group of people around you that you know are not there for any other reason but to care for you and love you is just so important. And I am very blessed with that kind of a group. Mandy, I know we talk about our groups all the time, but I know you have one too. But just seeing that in action this week has been life-giving and very hopeful. So, we named this podcast Find Your People, but I really saw it happen this week, and that was just a beautiful thing.
Good.
So I am
Good.
thankful for my own tribe, and I'm thankful to be a part of others' tribes as well, and to be able to watch that happen. So go find your people.
Amen.
Yeah. So what are you up to this week, Mandy? Anything fun?
I don't think so.
Oh, you're going to get a dog.
Going to get a dog. Yeah, that just happened. I don't think I have anything else coming up. Oh, I'm going to get a dog and I'm keeping Gracie next week. Oops.
One hopes that said dog is okay with other said dog.
Might better check on that. Is what happens to
Apparently,
me. I don't look at my calendar.
I went to sweet Chris's house in Milledgeville one night this past week. His parents lived at Lake Sinclair and left her with my dear friend, and she's got a heap of dogs. And apparently there was a kerfluffle
Uh-oh.
between the one that kerfluffles with everybody and Honey. I mean, they're fine, but like they don't like each other. So we have to make sure that we don't kerfluffle.
Yeah. We'll have to see how Allegra is with small dogs. Because Gracie's fine. That's I
Yes.
was laughing at Jenna, who, by the way, I had an update on Jenna.
Oh, yeah.
If y'all remember, Jenna was a skeleton when she came in. And it was the 2 year anniversary of her gacha day last week. And her dad sent me a picture of her. She does not look obese in the picture, but he told me that Jenna now weighs 90 pounds.
Wow.
But y'all may remember that I was keeping Gracie when I had Jenna. And
Mm-hmm.
Jenna just kept wanting to play with Gracie. And Gracie was hiding in the sofa cushions.
Yeah.
I just had all those pictures pop up on my
That's so sweet.
time
Yeah.
hop. It was hysterical.
Yeah.
So. As long as Allegra's okay with small dogs, we'll be fine. But I should probably check on that.
Probably.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's all.
I this Sunday is All Saints Sunday, so it's my favorite Sunday on the calendar. I know that sounds weird, but I love Lent and Ash Wednesday. I love Maundy Thursday and Good Friday, and I love All Saints because to me, in my spirit and in my heart, you cannot celebrate the highs without recognizing and sitting with the lows every once in a while. And death and resurrection is both a low and a high, and so it's one of just my favorite little Sundays on the liturgical calendar. So that's this weekend. For the first time in a very long time, I will be doing nothing at all for Halloween. It's my favorite because it's the only night that I tolerate children. But there are going to be no
Yeah.
trick-or-treaters here, so we're going to have a quiet night at home, and that'll be good. But yeah, so that's my week. And that's about it.
Okay. Well, have a good week, everybody.
Thanks.